Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Megillah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that a katan shouldn't go up to Duchen, to lift his hands, to bench the people in the shul, because it's not Kavod HaTzibur. In our Mishnah here, we're going to see other reasons that a kayan should not go up and lift his hands to bench the people in the shul. It's like the Mishnah, kayan sheyesh biyadav mumin, kayan that has in his hands blemishes, or for that matter, explains about tenura on his face, or even on his feet. La'yisa es kapav, he shouldn't lift his hands to bench the people. The Batanura explains, although normally they would wear these sandals that would cover the bottom part of their legs, but the kayan can't wear it, so it's going to be exposed. Now, once they're going to stare at his feet, our concern is they're also going to stare at his hands. And of course, if there are movement on his hands, for sure, they're going to be drawn to stare at his hands. And if there are movement on his face, people will be drawn to look at it. That's the nature of people. Not that it's right, chas v'shalom, to stare at someone that has a blemish, but that's what people do. Or at least there's a yetzahara for people to do it. Now, in this particular case, it can be a major problem, because the Gemara says in Masechtas Chagiga that v'hamistakel b'kayhanim kishenoisen kapeyem ain of chaos. It can be very damaging to a person's eye. So we don't want to put people in a situation where they have an asayan to stare at the kayan. The Gemara says, however, if this is a person that's well known in the town, everyone knows him and they know what he looks like, so it's the chiddush, but it's when something is different. That's when people want to look at it. But here they're used to it already, so it may not be that much of a concern. What's called people are used to him. You can take a look in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Chav Ches. It says if he's there for more than 30 days. Also, the Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Chav Ches, that if the minhag hamakom is that the kayhanim drop their talesim over their hands, so even if there's a blemish on his face or on his hands, even if there are many blemishes on his face or hand, it's mutter, because his hands are inside of the talus. But wait a second, maybe you're going to ask me a shaila. I'm not a kayan, but my father covers his face with the talus, and I'm under my father's talus, so I can't see, so what's the problem? Well, in a chanami, according to the Taz, that's enough. If the minig is that the people receiving the bracha cover their faces with the talesim. However, most achrayim disagree with the Taz. They say they're concerned some people peek out of the talus. Okay, zok the Mishnah weiter. Rabbi Yehuda says, af misha yayadav tzvuais istis. Af also, me. If you have anyone whose hands are dyed, tzvuas means dyed or colored, like tzoveya, it's one of the Lamates Malachas. It's dyed with this blue kind of a paint. Ufua, that's a kind of a herb that creates a red color. So he too, la yisas kapav, shouldn't lift up his hands to do birchas kayhana. Ibnei sheha'am mistaklin bai. Because in these cases, the people are going to stare at them. Mistakl means when you look at something intently. Here too, the Gemara says, if most people of the city walk around with painted hands, let's say they're all painters or whatever, and people are used to it, there's no chiddush, so then it's okay. So quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned a kind that has movement on his face, hands, or even feet, Layis says kapav, because by looking at his feet, you may come to look at his hands. Now, we don't want people to look at the kayhanim when they're duchening. It could be dangerous to their eyes. Rabbi Yehuda says, also, a kayin whose hands are colored, Layis says kapav, people are going to stare at it. However, we explain that if it's something people are used to, they're used to seeing this person with the mum, or most of the people in the city walk around with these painted hands, and there's no chiddush shebai. So he said, then they're allowed to go up and be part of the Birchas Kayhanim.